Good morning, Maranatha. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable, and it is time for a Sunday morning sermon right here on our website. We want to thank you for joining us today as we gather around the Word of God, and I pray that we will hear what the Spirit is saying to the church today. As Christians, the Holy Spirit is always speaking. Hallelujah. He's always leading. He's always with us as the Spirit of truth to guide us into all truth. This is not just about getting a liver shiver on Sunday morning. It's not just experiencing the wonderful, powerful, enjoyable, delightful presence of God and power of God. It's about the eternal Word of God that can cause us to be like David said of the Word in the Old Covenant, "Thy Word, O Lord, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway." Now, we are in a ever darkening age that we are living today, and a day that deception is one of the major in time last day signs. And today we can't afford to be and stay spiritual children. That's why the title of the message today that I believe God is going to talk to us about in a very personal and precise way is Strong Meat for Strong Men. And now, ladies, when we see men and man, we're talking about men and women as Christians. Amen. For in Jesus Christ, there's neither male nor female. There is in the home, and we have created male and female. I know that shocks you to figure that out, but we are. Amen. In the beginning, he made them, created them male and female. But when we're talking about our relation to God and our relationship with Jesus and fellowship with Him, there's neither bond nor free, male nor female, rich nor poor, for we are one in Jesus Christ. Strong meat for strong men, of course, involves men and women and even boys and girls that are old enough to come to Christ and begin to understand the deeper things of God. All right, if you have your Bible, turn with me to 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 11 on the subject, Strong Meat for Strong Men. It says, "When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things." When I became a man, I put away childish things. Spiritual children, dear friend, are unstable, double-minded, and easily deceived. Power is not the issue when dealing with the wiles of the devil, his strategy of deceit. See, that's what it says in Ephesians 6 and verse 10. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but what? Powers, principalities, rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. "Wherefore take you the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." That simply means strategy of deceit. The moment you're saved, become a Christian, and the Holy Spirit comes upon you, comes to abide within you, and you're baptized in the, and if you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, you shall receive power. But I know many Spirit-baptized Christians that are still spiritual children. And they're easily deceived. And that's why there is so much in the Pentecostal movement, in the Spirit-filled movement, and in many Orthodox Christian movements in the Protestant faith, there's so much deception, so many false teachers and false leaders, and so many people following them, supporting them by their giving and by their attendance and by their support. They are supporting error without even realizing it, because they haven't become men and women of God, they're still little boys and girls. And yet they think that what they're doing is a very deep spiritual thing. Power isn't the issue here when dealing with the wiles of the devil, his strategy of deceit. But the issue is discernment. The scripture says that strong meat, the strong meat of the word, belongs to them that are of full age, that by reason of the exercise of their senses, they can discern good and evil. You'd think that'd be simple, wouldn't you? I mean, an angel of light, that's the good angel, right? Wrong, not necessarily. Oh, but the devil, he's that dark angel. He's that dark angel with those red eyes. And no, that's incorrect. Discerning good and evil is not easy. You have to be of full age, and to grow from a babe drinking the milk of the word to get into the meat of the word is essential to grow up. Too many Christians are growing old, but they're not growing up. It's not how long you've been in the way as a Christian. It's how far you have traveled down that way. And it's that traveling on, it's that going on to perfection, completion, and maturity as a Christian that we're talking about. Listen to what 1 Corinthians once again 13 and 11 says, "When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things." Every Christian, all of us as Christians, begin as spiritual babes, and the Bible said we should have a holy, healthy desire for the Word of God. Desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may, what, just stay on milk? No, that you may grow thereby. That you may grow thereby. Paul went to places where people were still on the milk, and he said, "I couldn't give you meat because you couldn't bear it. I fed you with milk," and he spoke of them this way as spiritual babes. When you should be out winning others to Jesus, teaching others about the truth, you still have a need that someone teach you what are the first oracles of the principles of God. Friend of mine, not staying on that foundation, but building on that foundation. Listen. If we do not grow up spiritually in this time when deception is the major way that the devil is working within the church and within the Christian community, we are going to be deceived. We're going to be defrauded of what really is ours in Christ. We're going to be defeated by the devil over and over again. And as spiritual babes, as they always do, we're going to question God's faithfulness. We're not going to question our own faith. We're going to question Him. Listen, friend of mine, if the devil can get you to questioning God instead of trusting Him and believing Him, he's cutting you off from the very source that you need to defend yourself with the shield of faith against the enemy. Dear friend of mine, today we need to grow up in God. So Paul told some, I couldn't give you meat so you could grow strong and become mature. I fed you with milk, but you stayed a baby. Amen. Amen. Listen, desire the milk only to grow with, not to stay on. Listen, if children had only milk, it would sustain them for a little while. but they would never grow strong. They would stay very vulnerable. It is not a whole food sufficient to sustain you to adulthood. You have to graduate to junior food, baby food, junior food, and then after a while, you're going to be wanting a big old thick piece of steak. Amen. Someone has said because of the immaturity in the body of Christ that is really reflected in how easily so many people are deceived by false teachers that are in the world today, amen, that represent themselves to be ministers of righteousness when in fact they're working for the devil and they don't even know it necessarily. But we need to know it if we're going to overcome and follow truth and not be deceived by those lies that are told with just enough truth and just enough twisting of the scripture to make them believable. We're seeing this today, and it's a shameful thing. Paul said, you should be greater, further along in the Lord than this. Something has happened. Something has stunted your spiritual growth. Someone has put it this way. It's kind of tongue-in-cheek, but it's a very serious issue. They said this about a large majority of the church world today that have stayed on that foundation instead of building on it, stayed on the milk instead of graduating to the meat and becoming strong. Strong meat is for strong men, and it makes strong men. Praise God. Here's what someone said. I thought it was appropriate. If there was a man-eating lion, speaking of spiritual maturity, when I became a man, I put away childish things. If there was a man-eating lion turned loose in the Christian community today, he would starve to death because he's a man-eating lion. Now, I know that's some little pun, but think about it for a minute. Think about it. Where are the men and women of God? Let me tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to read this out. I jotted it down before I began this sermon this morning. Spiritual children are unstable, double-minded, and easily deceived. Power. You should receive power. Yeah, absolutely. After the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Power is not the issue when dealing with the wiles of the devil. The authority of Jesus' name, having power over the devil and the authority to cast out a devil, that's not even the issue. It's his wiles, his strategy of deceit. And what we need today is the ability to discern good and evil when evil presents itself as good. The Bible puts it this way, if an angel of light comes. What? An angel of light? Do we become just jelly and gullible and saying, whatever that angel tells me, it must be right because this is a brilliant, blazing, white, light angel. Oh, God must have said it. Listen. You don't receive anything till you hear what that thing has to say. And if he says something contrary to the established truth in the Word of God, let him be under God's curse and don't receive it. I'm going to tell you, if we're going to judge angels, even if an angel bring you another gospel, let him be accursed. Let him be anathema. Listen. If we're going to judge angels, that's why the Bible said don't take each other to law. As Christians, don't get in a courtroom with a fellow believer. Don't you know that you're going to judge angels? We're supposed to be mature enough spiritually to judge angels if they come disguised. And no marvel, the scripture said, if Satan himself Oh, you think you can recognize the devil because he's got on a, here's childish thinking, red jumpsuit, right? He's got horns and a pitchfork and a long tail. No. No marvel if Satan himself be transformed as an angel of light and, listen, his ministers as ministers of righteousness. Oh, friend of mine, we must grow up if we're going to be able to stand up tall and strong and stand our ground and stand for the truth in this last day generation that is marked by many false prophets going out into the world and deceiving many. That is a shame. That is such a terrible, terrible shame. It's not about what is trending and so many people following it. It's about what is true. Praise God. Amen. It's the shield of faith. Yes, indeed it is. But it's the sword of the Spirit. It's the Word of God and the shield of faith taken together. Hallelujah. Thy Word, O Lord, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Listen, Ephesians 4:14, the fivefold ministry he set in the church in the previous verses. He has set in the church the evangelist, the prophet, the apostle, the pastor, and teacher for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. Listen to verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, wherein they lie in wait to deceive. They lie in wait to deceive. It comes to my mind right now, a crouching lion in the savannah, in the high grasses, colored so that their very color makes them blend in so that you don't see them. If you saw them, you would not continue to walk the path that takes you right into their territory where you become a prey to them. This lying in wait to deceive. I remember the story of a preacher who always wanted to go to Africa, and he went on one of those safari trips, and their guide, they wanted to get out and take pictures of some animal. And they were in the savannah area, not in the jungle with the greenery, but in the area where there was high grasses, and they were all the same color. And the guide, who knew how lions would lie in wait for a prey, they were watching from side to side as they took them. And they were not walking, they were in a vehicle, but somebody wanted to get out and take pictures, and he told them, no, stay in the vehicle. Do not get out. Take it out the window, but do not get out. And they were disappointed. They had been getting out and taking pictures. What's different? We don't see anything. You can look out over the savannah, and you can see for hundreds of yards. On either side of the road, there's just nothing but grass, tall grass, kind of a beige color. And as he slowly went forward, he said, I want you to look to the right very closely. And as they look to the right, there were three lions lying in wait. Friend of mine, listen to your enemy today. The enemy, Satan, is like a roaring lion who walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And I'm going to tell you something. He starts on a Christian with deception. Listen, if he can deceive you, he can hurt you. He can harm you. But if he can't deceive you, he can't hurt you and he can't harm you. And it's not just because you have power, more power than him. It's that you have grown enough spiritually that you can discern good and evil, even when evil presents itself as good. Jesus put it this way, beware, watch out for, listen carefully, wolves in sheep's clothing. Wolves in sheep's clothing. In fact, the Apostle Paul, because that people had not grown in the Lord, he wept. He literally wept over them. He knew what was going to happen to them, and he knew it wasn't God being unfaithful. It wasn't spiritual armor failing them. It was because they would not and did not grow spiritually. They wanted milk every Sunday morning. They wanted to be entertained instead of educated in the Word of God. And the greatest service they thought could happen is when they felt God instead of coming to know God and to know the difference. Even when the devil came and when the wolf came in a sheep suit, Paul was so concerned. He said, I warned you with tears that after my departing, grievous wolves, hungry, fierce wolves are going to enter in, not sparing the flock. Oh, friend of mine, I've been a pastor evangelist, but a pastor evangelist for 50 years and counting. And one of the most heart-rending and heartbreaking things I have ever seen, and I'm still seeing to this day, is people that have become prey to the enemy simply because they continue to speak as a child, understand as a child, think as a child, and never become men and women of God who put away childish things. And the enemy is deceiving, defrauding, and defeating everyone that he can deceive. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lay in wait to deceive. Listen, I do not have a denominational, I'm a Pentecostal, I am a full gospel. I believe the gifts of the Spirit are for today, and you might want to put me in the Church of God, Assembly of God, one of the Pentecostal denominations. I'm not part of a Pentecostal denomination. I'm part of a fellowship, and it happens to have a Pentecostal perspective. It is not a denomination. It's a fellowship of independent ministries worldwide, independent assemblies of God. Nothing against denominations. What I'm telling you is I'm not bringing you a Church of God, Assembly of God, Baptist, Methodist, Episcopalian. Amen. I'm not bringing you a denominational preconceived slant to Scripture. I'm reading the Bible to you. I'm trying to read it accurately. I'm praying that the Spirit of truth will guide us, you and I, into the truth that God wants us to know today. One translation, or actually a paraphrase, says, no longer children, forever changing our minds about what we believe because someone has told us something different or cleverly lied to us. Listen, the Amplified said, no longer children, spiritually immature, tossed back and forth like ships on a stormy sea, and carried about by every wind of shifting doctrine. It's always shifting, isn't it? There's so many false prophets that have went out into the world in the name of the Lord, in the name of the faith. Listen, by the cunning and trickery of unscrupulous men, see, lying in wait, by the deceitful scheming of people ready to do anything for personal profit. The Bible speaks of them making merchandise of you. Their only interest is in the money they can get from you. They're not interested in where you spend eternity. They don't care, frankly, where you spend eternity. Listen, because a wolf in a sheep suit only wants to devour the sheep. He doesn't want to care for the sheep, keep the sheep. No, he's not coming for that. The sheep suit is only a front for the real motive, and that is to devour the sheep instead of to keep safe the sheep. Spiritual children are not prepared for the deception that will signify the soon coming of Jesus. Matthew 24:1, specific sign of the end time, when asked, what shall be the sign of thy coming in the end of the world? Jesus said, many false, this is the word that concerns me, many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. This is spiritual and religious deception within the Christian community. Spiritual children are easily misled. Children only want their way rather than God's will. Listen to how this works in 2 Timothy 4:3-4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Amplified explains this very well, wanting to have their ears tickled with something pleasing to their own desires. This deception is nothing new, but it will intensify in the last days. Isaiah 39:10, listen to it. This is a rebellious people, lying children, that will not hear the law of God, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not to us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. They ask for deceit rather than demanding truth. No wonder many shall be deceived because of this attitude. They are literally asking to be deceived. The deceiver is invited in instead of resisted. This attitude of rebellion will allow deception to blind to the truth. Listen to 1 Timothy 4:1-2. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times or last days, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared as a hot iron. One translation said they will lie with straight faces until they begin to believe their own lies. 2 Timothy 2:13 said, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Oh, friend of mine, there's never been a day of deception like the last days in Scripture. There's never been a day when people would rather have what their own lust desires to hear than to hear the truth of the Word of God. There's never been a day when wolves in sheep's clothing have infiltrated the church like they have today. I'm talking about the community of believers that are truly saved, born again. This is not a time to be afraid. This is a time to be prepared. This is a time to recognize the wiles of the devil, to understand, to have a spirit of discernment. Yes, there's a gift of discerning of spirits when God is moving to determine which spirit is truly God. But listen, this is discerning error from truth, even when the angel of light is speaking. And if he deviates from that has been set in the Word of God, so set in the Word that heaven and earth will pass away, but His Word will abide forever. If any man or angel preach not the gospel that was once delivered, let him be anathema. Resist it, reject it, and don't feel bad about testing it. I'm going to tell you, if we're going to judge angels, we ought to be able to discern when preachers stand in pulpits, in robes, in suits, with a Bible in their hand. We need to check it out. That's why Paul said to the Christians at Berea, he said, you're more honorable. I honor you more. I preached to you the truth, but you didn't just take it because I said it. You went home and searched the scripture to see if those things that I said was true. He was telling them about the Messiah, and they went back and searched the scripture to see if Jesus fit the bill, if the prophecies were fulfilled in him to the letter. And then they opened their mind, opened their ears to hear, and opened their heart to receive the truth of God. And they began to come to Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Oh, today, friend, there are many tares among the wheat. There are false Christians. There are false preachers. There are many, many, many Christians that would rather be entertained at church than educated in the Word of God. So they stay spiritual, gullible, unstable, easily deceived and defrauded children. And when what they're got a hold of doesn't work, instead of being able to weather the storms of life, they question God. God loves you. He doesn't turn away from you when you question him. He just can't help you until you begin to stand on the truth, stand on the word, and let God be true as it is written. And every man, including yourself, if it conflicts with his truth, let us be the liar, not God, for he cannot lie. He's a God of truth. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, come to guide us into all truth. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. Oh, friend of mine, it's time to grow up in God. Get a hold of the meat of the Word. Hallelujah. You may have to chew it a while before you swallow it. But when you swallow it, you'll become men and women of God. Amen. Full age, able to discern good and evil, to choose truth over error every single time. Never be deceived. Never be defrauded from what's yours in God. And never be destroyed by the enemy in Jesus' name. Today, if you are a new Christian, desire the milk, yes, but don't stay on it. Demand, wherever you go to church, that someone challenge you on Sunday to take a step up higher. Praise God. Amen. To see something you haven't seen yet in the Word. To get a revelation from God and have a realization in your life. Praise God that there's more than just what you learned in Sunday school growing up. Hallelujah. There's a mighty revelation of God and of Christ that will make you strong and mighty spiritually. And the devil, you're going to be hard to handle. Praise God. Amen. Because you're going to recognize the devil, recognize his devices, be delivered from the traps that he sets for you in the name of Jesus Christ today. Today, if you don't know Christ as your Lord and Savior, I pray that you will no longer be deceived by the devil, that you will not fall prey to him, that you will not get involved in that will open you up for deception, open you up for destruction, but that you will hear a message that will convict you of your sin, and at the same time convince you that God loved you enough as a sinner, while you were yet in your sin, to give his Son, his only begotten Son, to be crucified, to be punished for our sins, that we might repent of our sin, come to Christ and receive Him as our Savior, be reconciled unto God, and be saved, sealed by the Holy Spirit, and safe from the wrath to come. Oh, friend of mine, run to Jesus today. Don't let the devil deceive you. Don't let him deceive you. Run to Jesus. Renounce the hidden works of darkness. As the song says, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. And please don't let the failure of a Christian leader or a Christian, you know, a compromised Christian, don't let that keep you from the perfect love of God, the perfect, sinless Son of God, Jesus Christ. Because it's not really about them, is it? It's about you and me and Him, and He's calling you to come to Him and be saved in Jesus' name.